But why does he refer to it as old? Possibly because our previous life was of this nature, or because that which is old is ready to fade away and is dull and repugnant, which is the nature of sin. For he doesn't simply criticize the old, nor just praise the new, but in reference to the topic at hand. And so elsewhere he says, "New wine is like a new friend, but if it becomes old, you will drink it with pleasure, considering old friendships more valuable than the new." And again, the Ancient of Days sat, here again, using the term ancient as one of the praiseworthy expressions that bestow the greatest glory. Somewhere else the scripture uses the term old in a negative context, as things can vary in many aspects due to it being composed of numerous parts. The same words can be used with both positive and negative connotations, according to the suitable meaning. An example of blame being put on the old can be found elsewhere. "They grew old, and they deviated from their paths." And again, "I have become old among all my enemies." And yet again, "O you who have grown old in evil days." Similarly, the leaven is often equated with the kingdom of heaven, despite it being criticized here. But in that context, it is used in one sense and in this in another.